Dr. Ali dictating a continuation of history and physical. Johnson, J. H. N. S. N. B. B. E. Y. Terry, T. E. R. R. Y. Date of birth 8/1/1949. It's a continuation of history and physical. Well, system as mentioned, no headache, dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no shortness of breath, cardiac congestion, GA, no arm turn diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no redness. He does have a pain in the lower extremities. In relief with the medications, endocrine parunapar dyspnea, genital urinary, suprapubic catheter is in place. Chronic decubitus ulcer, sacral area, neuron syncope physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, oriented time 3, blood pressure 132/78, pulse 68, temperature 98.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 98%. Head rate McNamophilic, isonectaric, no ENA discharge, neck supernojivity, chest non-tender, lungs, bilateral ronchi, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, boson positive, extremities, no edema, no cough tenderness, neuro, also awake, alert in time 3, second, decubitus ulcer, sacral area, on the both legs, edema noted, and right below knee amputation, dump, no discharge, or an examination of awake, alert, re-entered M3, head rate McNamophilic, isonectaric, neck supple, lungs clear, heart SNS2, irregular, abdomen soft, non-tender, boson positive, G, suprapubic catheter in place, extremities, right leg stump, both leg edema noted, and decubitus ulcer in the sacral area. Deep assessment, patient is admitted. Patient is admitted, status post. Right leg gangrene with necrotizing fasciitis. Status post. Right leg below knee amputation. Next line. Cardiomyopathy. Status post ICD placement, next in AFib, not on anticoagulation due to anemia, next in HTFGA bleed, next in sleep apnea, unbiased by peritonitis, CKD, next in peripheral artery disease, next in spinal stenosis, next in paraplegia, resulting in neurogenic bladder, bilateral lower extremity weakness, suprapubic catheter placement, dependent on his care, history of MI, diabetes mellitus, EKD, history of VTAC, right low extremity, wet gangrene with the necrotizing skin infection, status post right below knee amputation, next in ambulatory dysfunction, next in history of polymicrobial bacteremia, MSSA, UTI, completed the course of antibiotic for MSSA infection, and osteomyelitis patient, maintain an IV antibiotic to complete the course, till March 5, 2024. Azithromycin, anemia status post blood transfusion, CBC will be monitored, spinal stenosis, the neurogenic bladder and lower extremity weakness with paraplegia. We'll continue oxybutynin, continue gabapentin, continue baclofen for the muscle spasm, local catheter care, stage 4 decubitus ulcers, locus in care, history of C. diff colitis, currently on maintenance for prophylaxis, vancomycin, polyclonal hyperglomerulinemia, all the medication reviewed, will continue current medication, follow-up lab electrolyte, PTOD, CAPE, and discuss with the patient or the nursing staff. Thank you.